an hour or a moment. No one can ever change the moment or for that when it comes. So, since it's something that is unseen to us, it's not clear to us, we do not know when it's going to happen, make the person always be ready for it. Any moment can come, the moment of death, and no one can guarantee taking or inhaling the breath that he takes out, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this moment, the moment of death. The first thing that the person would see before he's dying or at the moment of death is the angels. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained in a lengthy hadith the journey that a person would see at the moment of death, whether he is a believer or a non-believer. And this hadith was narrated by Imam Ahmad, and it's an authentic hadith that shows how the angel takes the soul of the believer. For death, there are stoppers for death. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qaf, وَجَاءَ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ. That death has certain pain that the person would feel before he dies, which is called sakarat. Whether it's really translated as a stopper of death, or it's a way of pain and suffering that the person would experience before the moment of death. But there's a big difference between the believer and the non-believer at that critical moment of death. It's the last moment before he can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start his journey towards the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about the angels taking in the soul of the person. He says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَهُ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا فَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ. He is the irresistible subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme over his slaves, and he sends guardians, the angels, over you until when death approaches one of you, our messengers, meaning the angels, take his soul, and they never neglect their duty. So the angels are followers of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith that I just wanted to mention about the journey of the believing men or the non-believing person at the moment of death, the Prophet ﷺ narrated this hadith. I will just explain it in English, or recite it in English instead of saying the Arabic, because it's a lengthy hadith. The Prophet ﷺ went to a funeral of a man of the Ansar. This hadith was narrated by Al-Bara ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, we went out with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the funeral of a man of the Ansar. And we came to the grave, and they were by the side of the grave, Allah, and not being dug out yet. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat, and we sat around him as if we had birds upon our heads, which means they sat in complete silence due to the moment of burial and all these types of things that happened at that time, which makes people silent and humble to the occasion that is happening. So they sat down as if they had birds upon their head, and in his hand, alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a stick with which he was striking the ground out of concentrating and out of khushu' that he had at this time. Then he raised his head and said, استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. Which roughly means, seek Allah's refuge from the punishment of the grave. He said that three times, alayhi salatu wasalam. Seek Allah's refuge from the punishment of the grave. Then he said, and he started explaining how the believer and how the non-believer would experience certain things after he died. He said, when the believing servant is leaving this world and going on to the hereafter, angels with white faces, as if their faces were the sun, descend upon him. With them is a shroud from the shrouds of Jannah, paradise, and perfume from the perfume of Jannah, paradise. So they sit away from him at the distance the eye can see. And then the angel of death, alayhi salam, comes and sits by his head and says, O good soul, come out to forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. He said, so it comes out just as a drop flows out from the mouth of the drinking vessel. That means the soul comes out too easily, like the same thing as the drop that would come out from a drinking vessel. And he takes it, meaning the angel of death, but does not leave it in his hand even for the blink of an eye, until they take it, the rest of the angels. They take it and place it in their shroud and their perfume. And there comes out from him a smell like that of the best musk found upon the face of the earth. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, so they ascend with it, meaning the person's soul, and they do not pass by any group of the angels, except that they say, who is this good and pure soul? So they reply, so and so, son of so and so, with the best of his names which he used to be called by in this world, until they come with him to the lowest heaven and ask that it be opened for him. So it is opened for him. So they accompany him, the body. So then two angels come to him and make him sit up, when his soul would go back to his body, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. That from earth we have created you, and to it you shall return, and from it you'll be resurrected. So his soul would go back to his body in the grave. And then two angels come to him and make him sit up. Then they say, who is your Lord? So the believer, that's the journey of the believer. So he will say, my Lord is Allah. So they say, what is your deen? So he will say, my deen is Al-Islam. So they say, who is this man who was sent amongst you? So he will say, he is Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they say, how did you come to know that? So he will say, I read the book of Allah and believed in it and attested to it. So a caller will call from heaven, indeed my servant has spoken the truth. So spread a place for him in Jannah, in paradise, and open a door to paradise for him. He said, so come of its fragrance and scent comes to him, and his grave is extended as far as the eye can see. He said, a person with a handsome face, beautiful clothes, and good smell comes to him and says, receive good news, which will please you. This is the day which you were promised. So he said to him, who are you, since your face appears to signify good? So he said, I am your righteous action. He therefore says, O Lord, establish the last hour, meaning that he is in haste. He wants the last hour, the day of resurrection, to happen right away, because of all these bounties that he sees from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would say, O my Lord, establish the last hour. O Lord, establish the last hour, so that I may return to my family and wealth. But then the Prophet ﷺ explained the journey of the disbeliever. He said, but when the unbelieving servant is leaving this world and going unto the hereafter, angels with black faces descend upon him. With them are coarse, sad clothes, and they sit at a distance from him as far as the eye can see. Then the angel of death comes and sits by his head and says, O foul soul, come out to Allah's displeasure and anger. So the soul spreads throughout his body, so he drags it out. The soul would not want to come out because of the bad news that it heard. So it spreads throughout his body, and then the angels of death would drag it out, just as a pronged roasting fork is pulled through wool. If you have iron, pieces of iron are dragged through wool, it would tear it. The same thing, a soul would be dragged from the soul of the unbelieving person. So he takes it, but does not leave it in his hand for the blink of an eye, until they, meaning the rest of the angels, put it in those red set clothes. Then there comes from him an offensive bad smell, like that of the worst smelling corpse rotting upon the face of the earth. So they ascend him, meaning taking him up, and they do not pass by any group of angels, except that they would say, what is this foul smell? What is this bad smell? So they say, so and so, son of so-and-so, calling him with the ugliest name which he used to be called with in this world. Until they come with him to the lowest heaven, the first heaven, and ask for permission to enter, and it is not opened for him. Then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayah, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. The meaning of which, for them, meaning the disbelievers, the gates of heaven will not be opened, and they will not enter Jannah until the camel goes through the eye of the needle, which is, of course, impossible. So Allah the Mighty and the Magnificent says, write His record in the deen, within the lowest earth. Then his soul is flung down, and he recited, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَضَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيحٍ. The meaning of which, and whoever assigns partners to Allah, it is as if he had fallen from the sky, and the birds had snatched him, or the wind had thrown him to a far off place. So he would go down very fast to where his body is in the grave. So his soul is returned to his body, and two angels come and make him sit up. Then they will say to him, who is your Lord? So he will say, I do not know. So they will say to him, what is your deen? So he will say, I do not know. So they will say to him, who is the man who was sent amongst you? So he will say, I do not know. So a caller will call from the heaven, you have life, to spread a place for him in the fire, and open the door to the fire for him. So some of its heat and scorching air comes upon him, and his grave is constricted to the extent that his ribs interlace, and a man with an ugly face, unsightly clothes, and smelling offensively, comes to him and says, Receive news of that which will grieve you. This is the day which you were promised. So he will say, who are you? Your face is ugly and seems to signify evil. So he will say, I am your evil action. So he will say, O Lord, do not establish the last hour. This is the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ had explained in it, the journey or the beginning of that journey, whether it's good or whether it's bad, according to who are experiencing this journey. And although these things are unseen, but it's more reality than me speaking now at this moment, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, الْحَقُّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْفِقُونَ, that indeed this, meaning the hereafter, and these things that are unseen to us are more reality than the reality that you can speak. This is a reality that no one can deny. The same thing, the time of death would come when the person would either experience the good or experience the bad. The Prophet ﷺ, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had suffered at the moment of death the sakaratul maut, the suffer of death, which is actually the sign of a good ending when the Muslim has sweat on his face before he would die. And as we mentioned in the hadith, the big difference between the believing men and the non-believing ones. At that moment, people would wish they would be returned to this world so that they can work and work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so they see the reality of things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. The meaning of which, O you who believe, let not your properties or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And whosoever does that, then they are the losers, and depend in charity of that with which we have provided you, before death comes to one of you. And he says, my Lord, if only you would give me respite for a little while, return to the worldly life, then I should give sadaqah, of my wealth and be among the righteous to perform the righteous good deeds. And Allah grants respite to none with His appointed time, meaning death. When the moment of death comes, there is no point of return. And that's why it's the time, the precious time that we live in, to increase in our good deeds before the time of death would come, which is the beginning of the journey of the Muslim. The believer would be happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer would be happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the disbeliever would hate to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their deeds. And that happens at the time of death. Shaitan comes to the person at the time of death. He comes to him to try to divert him, to try to take him away from being on Islam, this is his last chance to attack and to deceive and to whisper to the person at his weakest time before his death. That's why the only people that are steadfast at this moment are the believers, the ones that fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them steadfastness before death and in the grave, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives steadfastness, gives strength to those who believe. He gives them steadfastness in this life and in the hereafter, meaning at the moment of death, and in the grave when they are questioned by the angels in the grave. And also there is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, that those people, wherever you live on something, you will die on it. And whenever you die on something, you will be resurrected according to this thing that you died doing. The meaning of which, that if a person lives his life as a true servant, a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi-ithnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah, Allah will have a good ending for him. And he will die in the state of Islam. And if he dies in a certain way or a certain way of action, he would be resurrected according to the same way that he died with. If he died with being away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he died in a state of committing a sin, he would be resurrected in the Day of Judgment with the same sin being with him and accompanying him. So people would have bad ending and good ending in their life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good ending of our life. So many different reasons of why a person would have a bad ending in their life, one of which is to have the wrong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names and attributes, the wrong belief that a person would have, that he would have mistakes and wronged himself in the matters of Tawheed and in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also being consistent in committing sins and constantly committing sins and not repenting from it. This is something that a person should be aware that the time of death would come to him when he did not make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is always making repentance, he's not consistent, he's not firm in committing the sin, that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might make him die in a state of repentance. But if he is consistent in doing sin, he would never be sure that when the time of death would come, that he would be in that state of sin. Also, if he would divert from being steadfast in the religion of Allah, he would never be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take his soul at this bad ending when he's away from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also the weakness of Iman, and so many different things, and so many different stories of how people, their ending from their life was either good or bad according to how they lived their life, whether they are true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or being ignorant and forgetfulness of the purpose of their creation. Also, after the person would die, and as I mentioned, this long hadith, people are divided into two categories. A category that would see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a category that would see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering death is one of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised us, and he said, أَسِيرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. He said, the meaning of which, the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, remember frequently the destroyer of pleasures, which is death. It's not a call to be pessimistic, but the contrary, It's a call to be a real person, to understand the reality of life. It doesn't mean that when we always mentioning death and remembering death, doesn't mean that we will be sad in our life. Actually, on the opposite, it makes the Muslim, it makes the believer satisfied and make him understand that he is doing the right thing of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this life will soon enter, and people after that will be either in Jannah or in hellfire. Also the Prophet said in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, بادروا بالأعمال سبعة هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو مرضا مفسدا أو هرما مفندا أو موتا مجهزا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة والساعة أدهى وأمر. The meaning of which the Prophet ﷺ said, hasten to do good deeds before you are overtaken by one of the seven afflictions. Has to afflict a person one of these seven things. So the Prophet ﷺ advising us to be fast in seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioning these seven afflictions, then given a warning, he said, are you waiting for such poverty as will make you unmindful of devotion, or such prosperity as will make you corrupt, or such disease as will and such disease that will disable you, or such mouth or being old as will make you mentally unstable, or sudden death as will take you all of a sudden, or as the jazz, which is the liar that comes at the false messiah at the end of the world. Inshallah, we'll talk about this as part of the times of the hereafter, who is the worst apprehended, or the hour, the doomsday, the day of resurrection, and the hour will be most grievous and most bitter, as the Prophet ﷺ. So preparing for that is from now, from the time of our living, we take as much as we can from this life to the hereafter. That's why the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, their hearts were attached to the hereafter. Their hearts weren't attached to this life, because they knew the reality of this life, that it soon vanishes, soon ends, and then what stays afterwards is the deed that a person would do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshaAllah ta'ala, this is just an introduction of what we are supposed to talk about. The first thing is death, as we mentioned it, and then after that comes the grave. And what happens to the person in the grave? What is the punishment of the grave? And what is the opposite of the punishment? What is the pleasure in the grave? And what is the fitna and the questioning in the grave? And then after that is the day of judgment, the resurrection, with all its stages, whether it's in the beginning of it, and how people would come out of their graves, and what happens, and how many people, or what's the differences among people at that difficult moment of being resurrected, and then their walk and their approach to the place of gathering in the day of Yawm al-Hashr, and then the questioning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the revenge from people, and how they would have to stop at that day, and so on and so forth, of the different stages. And it's all from the Quran and the Sunnah, because it's all unseen, all hadith from the Prophet and verses from the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of these types of incidents, whether they said this one, maybe a short one, just an introduction for us to start inshaAllah ta'ala with the different stages that happens to the person after death. And there's so many different details, whether it's in the signs of the hour, whether it's the minor signs, the major signs, the punishment and the grave, and the day of judgment, and then hellfire, which is the biggest reality in one's life, in which he has to live his life seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes everything that a person would be deceived in this world become so easy for a person to be a true slave and a true obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he knows that it's only a few years or a few moments, and then after that the person would meet his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are among the people of Jannah. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.